All right, let's jump right in with our deep dive into what's happening at Wishram School this week. We're taking a look at Superintendent Ty Churchwell's weekly update, the one from March 10th to the 15th, 2025.
And I gotta say, just glancing at it, there's a lot going on.
Oh yeah, for sure. Just skimming through it, a few things jumped out at me. First off, they're putting up modular buildings. What exactly IHIAS is a modular building in 2025? Are we talking about like those portable classrooms they used to wheel out when I was a kid?
Huh, good question. I think most of us have those images in our minds, but modular construction has actually come a long way since then.
So fill us in, what are we talking about here?
Well, instead of building everything on site, you know, brick by brick or whatever,
right,
these buildings are constructed in sections off site in a factory setting, then shipped to the school and kind of assembles like a giant puzzle.
That makes a lot of sense, especially when you look at the details in the update. It mentions Pacific Mobile being on site, and they're working on carpets and baseboards soon. Sounds like they're on the home stretch.
Yeah,
yeah,
definitely seems that way.
But why go modular in the first place? Is it all about speed and keeping things on schedule?
Speed is definitely a major factor. There's less disruption for students and staff, and you can get those buildings up and running so much faster.
Makes sense.
And then there's cost savings, which is probably important for a district like Wishram that's also emphasizing energy efficiency.
Oh, and speaking of energy efficiency, that $6 million grant, the Small Rural Schools grant,
yeah,
that's a big deal, right? Like, what kind of impact could that have?
Oh, it's huge, especially for a small community like Wishram. This isn't just a little upgrade, it's a complete overhaul of their energy systems. We're talking new HVAC systems, LED lighting. They're even getting a new walk-in cooler and freezer. All of those changes,
wow,
not only make for a more comfortable and eco-friendly learning environment,
right,
but they also free up so much money in the budget over the long term.
So instead of spending money on outdated, inefficient systems, they could use those savings for, I don't know, maybe new textbooks, more field trips, maybe even additional staff.
Exactly. The possibilities are pretty exciting. That grant could have ripple effects throughout the school for years to come.
Wow, they're not wasting any time either. They're starting construction on March 24th.
That's just around the corner.
But before we get too far ahead of ourselves, let's circle back to those modular buildings for a sec. The update mentions something called concrete coring. I have to admit, I have no idea what that means.
Yeah, sounds a bit intimidating. Basically, they're drilling precise holes into the existing concrete, most likely to connect the modular units to the school's main utilities, you know, plumbing, electrical, things like that.
So it's all about making sure those new spaces are fully functional and ready for students. It's like they're adding a whole new wing to the school, but in a much faster and potentially cheaper way.
Exactly. And if we tie this back to the grant and their focus on energy efficiency, it makes you wonder if those new modular buildings are going to be super eco-friendly too. Maybe they'll have solar panels or other features we haven't even thought of.
That's a great point. It seems like Wishram School is really looking at the big picture here, creating a learning environment that's modern, sustainable, and ready for the future.
Definitely. And we're just scratching the surface. This weekly update is packed with stuff. What else caught your eye?
Honestly, I'm just amazed by how much is happening in a single week at Wishram School. We've got student field trips, staff trainings, community events. I'm a little overwhelmed just reading about it all.
I know what you mean. Maybe instead of trying to go through everything, we can pick out some highlights and see if we can uncover some of the patterns or themes behind it all.
Okay, let's dive in. What jumps out at you?
All right, so let's take a closer look at this jam-packed week at Wishram School. Where should we start?
Well, I'm immediately drawn to all the stuff about student well-being.
Oh yeah, me too. It seems like they're really prioritizing mental and physical health for everyone.
Yeah, like those therapist and school nurse visits, that's great to see.
Definitely. And it's not just reactive care, they're also doing proactive stuff like staff training on suicide prevention.
Which, you know, makes you wonder, is that in response to specific challenges they've faced, or are they just trying to be extra careful and build a super supportive environment?
It's hard to say for sure, but it definitely sends a strong message that they're invested in the whole child, you know, not just academics.
For sure. And speaking of academics, I'm also noticing a lot of hands-on learning experiences happening this week.
Oh yeah, tons. Field trips, concerts. They even have the bookmobile coming with story time and crafts.
Yeah.
They're really taking learning outside the classroom.
The Career Expo for the 10th and 12th graders stands out to me. That's such an important time to start thinking about different career paths.
Totally. I mean, reading about jobs is one thing, but actually hearing from real people in those fields, getting to ask questions and get a feel for what it's really like, That's a whole other level.
Can you imagine being 16 and getting to shadow a doctor or a chef for a day? That could be life-changing.
Absolutely. It might even spark a passion they never knew they had. And even if they already have a career in mind, it's still so valuable to make those connections and really see what it takes to succeed.
For sure. I'm also struck by all the community events happening. It feels like the school is truly woven into the fabric of the town.
Oh yeah, for sure. We've got the community council meeting, that Lipsing Silent Auction fundraiser. Even the superintendent is meeting with local law enforcement and emergency management folks.
It really highlights how a school is so much more than just a place where kids go to learn. It's a central hub for the whole community.
Totally. It's where people connect, support each other, and build that sense of belonging.
So we've seen Wishram's commitment to well-being, their hands-on approach to learning, and their deep community ties. What else are we picking up from this update?
Well, I think it's worth highlighting how much emphasis they put on preparing students for the future.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, it goes beyond just academics. They're giving kids those essential life skills like critical thinking, problem solving, teamwork. Those things are crucial no matter what you end up doing in life.
It's like they're equipping these kids with the tools they need to navigate a world that's constantly changing.
Exactly. And it's not just about individual success either. They're also teaching kids how to be responsible citizens and active members of their community.
I'm sensing a theme here. It's not just about providing a good education. It's about developing well-rounded individuals who are ready to make a real difference.
I think you've hit the nail on the head. Wishram is going above and beyond to prepare their students for whatever comes next, both personally and professionally.
And all this just from a simple weekly update. Imagine what we'd learn if we could spend a whole day there.
I know, right? It's pretty inspiring. Yeah. Wishram is a great example of what a school can be.
They've struck such a great balance. Rigorous academics, personal growth, community engagement, it's all there.
And let's not forget all the exciting changes happening behind the scenes, those new buildings, the energy efficiency focus, the emphasis on future-ready skills.
It makes you wonder what they'll accomplish next.
It definitely does.
Well, I think we've done a pretty thorough job of unpacking this week's happenings at Wishram School, wouldn't you say?
I agree. It's been fascinating to peek behind the curtain and get a glimpse of what makes Wishram so special.
You know, it's really inspiring to see a school like Wishram putting so much thought and effort into creating a really positive learning environment.
I agree. It makes you realize just how much goes on behind the scenes, right?
Oh, absolutely. We've seen their dedication to student well-being, their creative approach to education, and those strong community ties. It all adds up to something pretty special. But looking ahead, what do you think all of this means for Wishram's future? What kind of lasting impact could these initiatives have?
That's the big question, isn't it? I mean, it seems like Wishram is really setting a high standard for what education can be.
Totally. They're fostering a culture of care. They're providing such rich learning experiences. And they're so connected to the community. Those things are going to have ripple effects far beyond the classroom.
Exactly. Just imagine the possibilities. Students graduating from Wishram are going to be not only academically prepared, but also equipped with those crucial social-emotional skills and a strong sense of community. They'll be ready to make a real difference.
It's like they're planting seeds that will grow and benefit not just the students themselves, but their families and the whole community for years to come.
It's a beautiful cycle, isn't it? When students thrive, families thrive, and communities thrive.
And the coolest thing is, Wishram isn't just sitting back and saying, good enough. They're constantly evolving, always looking for ways to improve and adapt.
Right. Those modular buildings, the energy efficiency focus, the emphasis on future-ready skills, it all points to a school that's not afraid to innovate and push the boundaries of what's possible.
It makes you wonder what they'll come up with next. This feels like just the beginning of an incredible journey for Wishram School.
I think so, too. And it's incredibly inspiring to see a school so dedicated to empowering its students and building a brighter future for everyone.
Well, I think that about wraps up our deep dive into Wishram School for this week. What a fascinating look behind the scenes.
Yeah, it really has been. And even though our time is up, I hope this conversation has sparked some curiosity and maybe even inspired you to dig a little deeper into what's happening in your own community.
Because at the end of the day, that's what these deep dives are all about. We want to get you thinking, talking, and maybe even taking action to make a positive difference in the world around you.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time for another deep dive into something amazing.